Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Nikki Gross. She's the managing director of the Whitney Peak Hotel, a boutique hotel, non-smoking in downtown Reno. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Aaron Johnson, Sam Kumar, and Robin Reedy. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program, Nikki Gross. She's the managing director of the Whitney Peak Hotel. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
For those that may not be aware, Whitney Peak is the former Fitzgerald's in downtown Reno. It's right by the Arch, mm-hmm. which is kind of the perfect location.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And it's a non-smoking boutique hotel. And tell me about the state of your business, because it seems like with the renovation of Reno, that your business is kind of going through the roof.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, it's nice to be the first ones through the gate, because we have all of this demand now and there's not really anybody else that can take it from us. And we are right in the middle of downtown. It's an incredible location. It's very walkable. We're finding a lot of business travelers really prefer our option to some of the casinos just because of the non-smoking, non-gaming option that we provide. So boutique or no, I think Reno was ready to have that kind of alternative product, especially in the downtown area. And so for that reason alone, I think we've been very successful.
And you're in the process of doubling the amount of rooms that you have available.
We actually completed that. So we started with 155 rooms when we opened in the summer of 2014. And then shortly after that, because our demand was so strong, we figured we'd go ahead and we'd finish the rest of them. We tested our proof of concept and we were happy with that. So we did decide to double those. So now we have 310, and that was completed in August of this past year. And since then we've filled right up to 310 on most weekends, especially through peak season. And we're continuing to do so. So we're thrilled with the results.
One of the things that's very exciting in reading about your property is that a lot of the executives of the major companies that are locating in Northern Nevada are choosing Whitney Peak as their place of choice. I mean, it's not an official hotel, but people from Tesla, people from Switch, who are the notables that you can talk about?
Yeah, so, I mean, we freely talk about it, and they've said we can do so. And like you said, they're not exclusive to our property. They have options, and they certainly choose to stay at other properties when they are so inclined. And we do host a lot of Tesla. We host a lot of Panasonic. We're hosting Microsoft very frequently. And we've actually developed personal friendships with a lot of these people because they do stay with us so frequently, and we find that they share a lot of the same likes and dislikes that we do. They're very positive about where Reno is heading and the community that we're trying to develop, and they want to be part of that. And so I think that because we represent that, they choose to stay with us.
You know, it's interesting. The biggest spurt of growth prior to this was in 1978 when the MGM, which is now the Grand Sierra, opened, and there were five major properties opening up at the same time. And I think that the feeling is different now, because back then there was a no growth feel that came almost immediately after that and was reflected in the politics and the business of the town. And now I think because of the recession that people are much hungrier now, and they're looking forward to the growth that's coming. But you're from not from here.
No.
You traveled from Florida, Chicago, mm-hmm. and to Reno. So how do you view Reno at this point in time? What kind of town is it to you?
You know, I think it's a town in transition, and I think that the development right now can be seen as kind of something that people are anxious for, but it's also something that I think is going to be very organic. I think very much in the way that Midtown developed organically, where you had business owners, small business owners, smaller tenants coming in, restaurateurs coming in, and setting up these really unique spaces and providing that kind of sense of community that really helps you develop this urban community, is something that we're on the precipice of, but I think it is going to be organic, and the right people need to make the right investments at the right time. And until now, I think that maybe that confidence wasn't there. I think that, you know, until bigger players come in and inspire that confidence for investment, it's not going to happen. But I can say in the last year and a half, that climate has changed tremendously, and we're already seeing a lot of, we have a lot of interest in some of our vacant spaces right now, just the retail component, for creditworthy tenants coming in and national names coming in and really wanting to take advantage of that opportunity.
Can you share any of that, or is this all
non-disclosure?
I wish I could.
It is non-disclosure. But I will say that probably in the next 2 months or so, a lot of that knowledge will become public. There are other groups in the community that are developing different opportunities for growth. One of them in particular is going to be being a little more public and vocal about that sometime in the next 2 months as well. But exciting things are happening. I think we're right on the cusp of where everybody's anticipated that we were going to be. So it's just kind of I think if the opportunity is there and if the investors are there, then this town is going to see a huge resurgence just in the next 5 years. I think it's a very short-term window we're looking at.
And for the hotel casino properties, just this business travel is phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's huge. I mean, and that's the one thing. I think Reno's never really had a problem with transient travel on the weekends, because there's been that drive market, that Sacramento market that's come in from over the bay, and they've wanted to game, or they've wanted to kind of experience what Reno is for what it is and for what it's been known for all these years. But you've got that midweek problem that has to be solved for the hotels. And so right now we're finding that sometimes our midweek is busier than our weekend. And that's just something that I think has been unheard of up to this point. And Edon has done a tremendous job in cultivating these relationships with these new companies that are coming in and headquarters that are moving here. And it's not just the California market, you know. It's from all states, and it's worldwide. So I think the growth is there. The incentives are there for the businesses to come in from the tax perspective. There's so many different benefits. It's beautiful. I mean, who wouldn't want to live here? You get all four seasons, but none of them are harsh or extreme. And it's a beautiful geographic location. You can do outdoor activities year-round. So there's just not a whole lot to say against being here as somebody who wants to live here just personally and also as a business.
All right, let's take a break. More with Nikki Gross. She could be a little bit more enthusiastic. Well, maybe. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
On average, it takes 300 Americans working for a solid year to make as much money as one top CEO. It's called the wage gap, and the Republicans will make it worse by lowering taxes for those at the top and letting corporations write their own rules. Hillary Clinton will work to close the wage gap, equal pay for women to raise incomes for families, a higher minimum wage, lower taxes for the middle class. She'll get the job done for us.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Nikki Gross. She's the managing director of the Whitney Peak Hotel in downtown Reno, right by the Arch. You know, it was interesting. Lance Gilman of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center was on the program last week, and he was talking about how Switch and Tesla between them bought 4,000 acres at the park, mm-hmm. and he is currently working with a potential client that would be bigger than those two put together. What do you think that will do for Reno?
I think that currently where we're at with what Tesla has already done to inspire confidence more than anything, because really not a whole lot has happened. I mean, from the public's perspective in terms of the development for Tesla, you know, the job creation that is imminent has not occurred yet. So we haven't even really seen the economic effects of that yet. I mean, we've had a little ripple here and there, and we've kind of experienced that, but nothing major. So I think someone that's coming in that's double in size or bigger in size even is going to only compound that for the community and for the confidence in the market for the people that live here and for people that are looking at Reno as a market for opportunity for business development in general.
You know, and it's interesting with the Caranos taking over the half of the Silver Legacy that they didn't own before, and Circus Circus from MGM. That's a huge vote of confidence in the marketplace right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but kind of getting those bigger corporate giants out of the way, it frees them up to be able to carry on their visions without having to kind of go through that red tape. And so if they have things that they'd like to do, it just makes it so much more easy for them to develop those things and to grow and to kind of be in line with where the community is headed. And so I think that's a really exciting thing for downtown and certainly exciting for the community as a whole, because these three properties have been institutions in this town for years, I mean, for decades. So
One of the things that was fun at the opening of the property was the climbing wall outside, which for anybody that comes down to any of the festivals and you suddenly see people climbing up the side of this hotel building. What kind of a draw is that for the property?
It's huge, actually. You know, we don't have a pool, and so we do get a lot of families, and so as an alternative to that, they're happy to kind of get their kids in to the climbing facility because it's not...
And it's on the outside of the building.
Right. It's 164 feet. It's actually, Guinness reached out to us for a submission for the tallest in the world. And so we claim tallest in the world because we know that just from the development process we went through. But now it's official. So we're going through that, and we do have an indoor bouldering park as well. It's about 7,000 square feet. So we do the best of both. And actually this month we hosted a climbing competition, divisionals with USA Climbing, and we had 200 competitors that came in, and they competed and to go on to the next level. And so that's really exciting. There's a huge climbing community that's here, and it's one of the fastest growing sports in the country. And so I think it's kind of unique because it's a great billboard for us to have on the on the front of the building, if nothing else. But at the same time, people really do take advantage of it. I mean, any given day, the gym is full. So
have you climbed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. To the top?
Not to the top. I climbed to the first pitch, and then I was wiped out. I mean, it's really a difficult sport. It's mostly lower body, which I think people don't realize because you think you're using your arms the whole time, but you're really hoisting yourself from your legs. So I was pretty wiped out getting to the first pitch, which is about 80 feet. The indoor climbing, which you're not strapped in for, I think is actually a little scarier, because if you do fall from the top, which is around 20 feet or so, you could actually kind of, you could injure yourself, and which I have done, hobbling around the office, which was cute. But no, we do, and we encourage our employees to take advantage of it too. You know, it's free for our employees, so we'll have competitions with departments and have some fun with it and stuff, and really encourage the fitness activity.
One of the things that you've done that has been quite extraordinary in its reaction around the country is your nightclub Cargo and your partnership with the local PBS station. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, it's going phenomenally. I mean, we're so excited. Music is my background, and so this is my biggest passion of the entire project, really. And we are right at the precipice, I think, of being something really, really great. I mean, I think we're already great, but I think that people are just starting to kind of figure out how great this product actually is. We do hospitality for the artists like no other venue does, and most of the reason is because we do have a hotel and we do hospitality. That's our primary job, is to make people happy and make them feel at home. And so with artists being on the road all the time, we know how difficult that can be, and so we want to make them have that experience when they're with us, which in turn kind of spills over to the performance. If they're comfortable and they feel like they've been taken care of, that is reflective in the performance, and that spreads to the fans. And so we just have this really organic, great experience with the music. And to your point about PBS, Curtin Mish, who is the president over at KMPB, had approached me about doing an Austin City Limits style type of program, and I thought that was just the most brilliant idea ever. I mean, why not? We've got the acts that are already coming in. If you want to come in and set up a camera crew, yeah, let's do it. And so we taped our first season. We did 11 episodes, and it was really well received by the community. It's been picked up in the San Bernardino market. There are other markets that are looking to pick it up. We're filming season 2 right now, so there's a lot going on, and our calendar's exploded. It's totally full.
And you know what's interesting about the first part of what you were saying about making the guests feel comfortable? This is old Nevada. I mean, this is what Bill Hara did. This is what John Squaga did. They built homes for the entertainers,
right?
And the reason that the Rat Pack was so successful was not only were they, you know, playing in the showrooms, but they were down on the gaming floor and having fun. So it's all part of the experience. Well, very nice to have you on the program.
Thank you. Very nice
to meet you. We'll talk more at some point in the future about your background, because it really is fascinating how you got here. But congratulations on the success.
Thank you.
And continue good luck.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
You can take the first step to prepare for a new career in healthcare. Join us at the Carrington College Open House, Tuesday, January 19th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. At our open house, you can learn about preparing for exciting career paths, tour the campus, and see for yourself all that Carrington has to offer. To RSVP, call 877-577-2781 or visit carringtonrsvp.com. Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
Don't miss Monster Fish in Search of the Last River Giants now at the Discovery. Stunning life-size sculptures, hands-on interactive exhibits, and evocative video installations put you face-to-face with freshwater giants from around the world. Monster Fish, now at the Discovery. Learn more at nvdm.org.
Wake up and come play. Make something new. Play Dress Up with us. And get moving, too. Watch all the friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Sam Kumar is here, past chairman of the Washoe County Republicans. Robin Reedy is operations director for Fish and former chief of staff to Governor Gibbons. And Arun Johnson is the publisher of arunjohnson.com and a columnist for the Reno Gazette Journal. So it was interesting to interview John Kasich, who is refreshing in the fact that he will say exactly what he thinks rather than couching things in terms. My first question to him on the program was about Yucca Mountain, because they have four nuclear power plants in Ohio, and he said, you know, if I'm president, then it's coming to Nevada unless there's some scientific reason that it shouldn't. Does that spell the end for Kasich in Nevada, or does the public more than the political class really care about this issue?
Good question. I think outside of the political class, I haven't heard much discussion about it, but I think it's an important topic to discuss, and it's kind of interesting the way the whole dynamic has played itself out, because it's not split along party lines. You have people who are supporting and opposing within each party, so it's a fairly interesting dynamic.
I agree with what he says in that there are those who are either strongly supporting or strongly against, but years ago there were some polls taken, and it seems like the middle ground is to have it. So we'll see how that has an effect.
And folks like Ty Cobb and Randy Thompson have been pushing for Yucca Mountain not to be a nuclear repository, but to be used for other uses.
Right, and the right to do it. I mean, part of the problem with nuclear generally is, and I've been saying this for a long time, is that we have this weird fear of technology, and you have environmentalists that we need to get away from fossil fuels, get away from fossil fuels. Here's the one renewable energy source that actually can produce energy on the scale that we need to be an industrial advanced society. Oh, don't want to do that. It's a weird, unnecessary fear, and it'll actually hold us back from both environmental progress and from technological progress. It's frustrating. But as far as Kasich goes, Yucca Mountain's not going to make or break him. I mean, if he makes it at all, if he can get past his low poll numbers, that's not going to make
well,
him
in difference. Well, in New Hampshire, he's coming in second at this point in time. So, I mean, there are places where he's been to. But he was very refreshing, very entertaining as a politician, and somebody who is certainly an inside player at a time when perhaps inside players are not most popular with the populace, because he was chairman of the Budget Committee in the House. And, he was on military affairs. So, I mean, he has a lot of experience in government, plus being a governor.
Yeah, I think the challenge he's having is that lane of moderates is pretty crowded. We have Jeb there, we have Marco there, we have John Kasich and Chris Christie. So, to me, they need to determine which one is going to be the lead horse. And, yeah, all four of them are doing pretty well in New Hampshire, but what's the game plan after that? I mean, Kasich does not have a footprint beyond that. This is probably his second or third visit to Nevada, but he's not going to gain much traction. I think, was it the second debate when someone joked that he showed up with a suicide vest on? And, he is not relating to the Republican base, and not in this environment, certainly. Like you said, yes, he's technically an insider, and his views are reflective of that.
I'm not sure I know what the Republican base is these days. I mean, everyone is trying to define Republicans as only this or only that, and sometimes pretty much one-topic deals at taxes, for example. You know, for a lot of people, I'm not a Republican, yet I'm probably one of the most conservative people around.
Who says that?
I'm not. Oh.
Apart from maybe Andy Orban.
But it's just, I don't know that Republicans really have something that everyone can wrap their arms around, because I think they've gone away from what Republicanism used to be, and what I believe it is less government, that we can all agree on, and government closer to the people. That, to me, is what Republicanism is, not all these other topics.
But the problem is that what it's, at least some portion of that, it's gone away from is also very effective government. And so there's a portion that's just kind of that's frustrated and just kind of acting out, that isn't building their own vision. And that's Donald Trump, I think. I mean, he has sound bites, but none of this stuff actually adds up to real coherent governing strategy. And that's why people talk about Reagan. Reagan was so successful because he said bold things. No, he was super successful because he was a successful two-term governor of one of the most populous states in the Union, and had experience effectively governing that large state, which involved compromise.
Okay, but also, and this is something that Donald Trump, to a lesser extent, shares. He was a great public speaker. He had been working for GE for many years, going around the country and honing his message and writing most of the speeches himself.
Unquestionably.
And so he had a great public persona, and that's what Donald Trump has between his experience both as a businessman and with his television show. I mean, people are coming out, you know, thousands of people are coming out, not just to see Donald Trump, the politician, they want to see the show.
No, look at the earned media he has received. I mean, so far, he hasn't spent much money. He's slowly starting to, but he has been overshadowing everyone and everything. He is must-see TV. You're right. You can make a case that, you know, he's not deep enough or whatever, but this is also an absolute revolt against the establishment. And to your point, Robin, I think the Republican Party still stands for those principles you outlined, but it's never a straight line. There are detours along the way. Eventually, we will get there, but I think we still stand for all
those
things.
Are we ready for a reality TV president or a reality TV candidate for president? I'm not sure I am.
Well, we've essentially had one. I mean, that's the problem that we've had, is that kind of shallowness. Reagan thought deeply about stuff, and that's he developed his persona, his political persona around it.
But we didn't know that until years after he was president, when the Reagan diaries and the Reagan letters came out that confirmed that it was actually him and not his cabinet and advisors that were driving the train. That's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate, plus a bonus. The first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub-to-shower conversions and barrier-free showers or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.